The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, what time did he say he was coming?
At about 8 o'clock.
Well, then he ought to be here any minute.
Look, where's Aunt Effie?
Making some coffee.
I just hope she doesn't start interfering with our ideas. You know, interrupting everybody every 2 minutes.
Oh, well, you know your Aunt Effie, dear.
Hey,
put on some coffee.
Fine, Aunt Effie.
Well, I must say, I don't know that I approve of all this.
Well, now, there's no sense talking about it anymore, Aunt Effie. We sold the house. It's done. We're going to build a new one.
Oh, Aunt Effie, you'll love it. I'll drive you out tomorrow to see the piece of property we bought. And when you see the wonderful view and all the pine trees and A lake?
Yes, it's just beautiful. It's just, well, we're still going to find out that it costs much more to build than you think.
Oh, Aunt Effie, please.
Now, your room, Aunt Effie, we've planned, will have a picture window overlooking the lake.
My room?
Well, the guest room. Yeah. But we've been calling it Aunt Effie's room. After all, we'd love to have you come and visit us.
Well, how nice.
And the architect is coming out tonight to hear our ideas on what we'd like.
Well, I think a white colonial with green curtains is just about as pretty a house.
Well, I like a colonial, but we haven't agreed on that.
Well, look, a modern house is much more practical. You can have a wider selection of ideas. You're not so confined.
That's colonial. That would be nice.
Look, Aunt Effie, when the architect gets here, don't. Well, you know, honey, don't.
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
He's here.
Oh.
He entered the car stopping outside. The architect.
Oh.
Fighting just the word architect.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. We're starting to build our very own house. I'll get it, darling.
Oh, dear,
I'll take it. Oh, good evening, Mr. Rogers. Come right in.
Thank you.
Well, did you have any trouble finding the place?
No, not a bit.
Oh, that's good. Here, let me stretch your coat. You're pretty nippy out, huh?
Oh, yes. Still, have to expect that in February, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Guess we'll all be glad to see springtime.
Yes, I should say. Ah, well, come right in here, Mr. Rogers. Oh, darling, this is Mr. Rogers, is my wife.
How do you do?
And this is my aunt, Miss Sorensen. Mr. Rogers.
How do you do? But won't you sit down, Mr. Rogers?
Would you like some coffee, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, no, thanks. Don't go to any trouble.
What's your trouble? It's all me.
Well, no thanks. Anyway, I just finished dinner.
Well, you certainly could drink a cup of coffee. Warm you up.
No, thanks.
If he doesn't want one, Aunt Effie.
He hasn't tasted my coffee.
Well, he may not want more coffee tonight, Aunt Effie.
Just half a cup?
Well... All right, fine. Got some.
Yeah, man, just like some coke. I'll bring it right in.
All right, now. Now, I think there's one thing we ought to get clear right from the beginning, Mr. Rogers. We want a nice, simple, livable home with modern conveniences. And that's all. We can do without the six-car garage and the swimming pool. I'm sorry, I don't want to find myself robbing the First National Bank to pay for all this.
Oh, honey.
Well, I don't think that'll be necessary. You just tell me what you'd like, give me some idea, and we'll work things out.
Well, fine.
First of all, what style house did you have in mind?
Well, actually, we haven't quite agreed on the style house on the outside yet.
I think it's quite colonial with green suckers. Colonial never goes out of style. It always looks nice.
Here, set the tray right down here on the coffee table, Aunt Effie. You see, I rather like either colonial or English style, and my husband...
I'd rather go for some of these modern things, Mr.
Well, since we couldn't decide exactly on the outside, we thought we could put down our ideas for the inside, because, see, I really agreed on that. For example... Well, you tell me, dear, you're paying for it.
Now, for one thing, we want to...
All the rooms large, you know, room to breathe.
Yeah, large.
And I want things like window seats and cozy nooks and French doors. Things like that.
You want lots of closets.
Yes,
Mr. Rogers.
No, just black things.
I do want lots and lots and lots of closets and lots of building things. In the kitchen, for example, I want my dishwasher and sink and refrigerator and stove sort of built in so it doesn't look too kitcheny, you know.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I think Mr. Rogers ought to make some notes as you go along so you don't have any misunderstandings in the future. A friend of mine who built a house said the architect could just drive you crazy when you get in the middle of
it.
Well, Mrs. Gunnison said their house was all built and the architect swore up And now you've never heard her say she wanted a breakfast nook. Well, he just drove her crazy.
Oh, Aunt Effie. I'm sure Aunt Effie doesn't mean you'd do that to us.
I guess you'll discover in building a house that by the time we're through, we'll all be a little wacky.
Here's some pencil and paper, Mr. Rogers. You make some notes. Lock the closet.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Now, I have notes here myself for things that we want. I've cut pictures out of magazines of things I thought you could, you know, sort of incorporate.
I see.
Now, one thing.
Oh, look, one thing I definitely want, if I don't have anything else, is a den, my own private den.
Make a note of that, Mr. Rogers. Just write down den.
Yes, yes, I am, Mr. Arnson. A den.
And my husband wants a workshop where he can have his tools and repair things.
Yes.
Of course, you must remember we don't want a mansion.
No, no.
We're really being very practical, but I would like maybe one or two things that are luxury as long as we're building.
Uh-huh.
Now, for example, I have always wanted to have a house that has a fireplace in every room. Well, not every room. The living room, dining room, master bedroom. And, well, you know, as long as we're putting in fireplaces, you might just as well have one in your den, too, dear.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, as long as we're putting in chimneys.
And I would like a fireplace in the kitchen. That has been the dream of my life, a kitchen with a fireplace. Oh, yeah, I cut out a picture somewhere. It shows what I want. I just, you know,
are you any relation to the Edward Rogers that live in Spring Valley?
No, I'm afraid not. I'm originally from Cincinnati. I don't have any relatives around here, I'm afraid.
Cincinnati? Well, dear, isn't Claude Evans in Cincinnati?
Oh, I don't know, Aunt Effie. Here it is. Here's a picture of the kitten I like. Oh, no, that's not
it. He was a cashier in the bank in Cincinnati, Mr. Rogers.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Awfully nice boy. You probably saw him. Tall, red hair.
Well, Cincinnati's a pretty big city.
Blue eyes.
Aunt Effie, I mean, there's thousands of people, you know.
Oh, here's the kitchen I like.
Oh.
I found it. It's sort of an old-fashioned tea with a fireplace at one end, a braided rug, rocking chair, and a little black kettle swinging over the hearth. And I thought maybe I'd have a round table. You know how people like to gather in the kitchen after a party? Well, I'd like it to be like this.
Honey, where's that rough sketch of the floor plan we do? You remember,
it gives
an idea of what we'd like. You can work from that,
yeah,
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
see if you can find it.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's maiden name, Mr. Rogers?
Huh? Oh, a press.
Aunt Effie, Mr. Rogers.
I just remembered. There was a girl in my high school class, and she married some fellow from Cincinnati, and his name was something like Rogers.
Aunt Effie always thinks everybody ought to know everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
This is the floor plan. Yes, it is. Of course, we don't know anything about drawing this type of thing, really, but you get the idea.
Oh, yes. I see.
This is the living room. Fireplace here. French doors leading to a flagstone terrace. And I would like these windows to be the old-fashioned bow windows with window seats, you know?
Here, now, my den is right off here, and I'd like built-in bookcases to the ceiling with indirect lighting, and I'd like to have the room paneled, if possible.
Well, you have the room any way you want it, dear. It's your den.
Well, thank you, darling. Here, now, this is the front hall, and we want that big front hall, the kind of dinky little front hall.
Oh,
there
we are. And this is the powder room, built-in closet, and I'd like a large pantry. Pantry right here. With a sink and lots and lots and lots and lots of shelves and drawers, space.
That's right. And here, this is a laundry room right here.
And I thought I might have a small sewing room right here with French doors maybe leading off to the garden. I can keep an eye on the children when I'm working.
Oh, now, Mr. Rogers, throughout the house, make a note of this, if you will. I want mercury switches, and I want all the closet lights to go on and off when you open and close the door, you know. And I also like concealed stairway lights.
Oh, now, about the stairway. I would like one that sort of winds up from the front hall. There was a picture of one. Oh, it was just beautiful. It just winds so gracefully up with nothing underneath. You know, it looks as though it's suspended practically in the air. It's just lovely. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to have a winding staircase like that.
Well, you can have it, sweetheart. If we're walking upstairs, we can just as well wind as go straight, huh?
Now, this is the upstairs master bedroom, French doors leading to a sleeping porch, fireplaces, closets all over, of course, and the dressing room and bath.
Glassed-in shower. I want all glassed-in showers.
Uh-huh.
This is the guest room and bath, and I'd like that to have a picture window overlooking the lake, you know.
That will be my room when I visit them.
Oh, yeah.
And this will be Betsy's room. That's our little girl. And then this will be the baby's room. We're expecting another.
Oh,
yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What is this room?
Oh, well, that's sort of my den upstairs. It's just a little sitting room. I thought I might have a desk, you know, to write thank you notes. Uh-huh.
Now, Mr. Rogers, we didn't draw the basement, but we want a rumpus room with a ping pong table and that sort of thing. And now, you understand, we want the best materials in construction. I think you'll more than make up for it in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Best.
In fact, I'm glad to hear you say that. You'd be surprised how many people object to the original cost of certain building materials, and they don't realize that in the long run, they really save.
No, well, you'll have no trouble with us on that score.
Now, this is the garage. We thought it ought to be a two-car at least, as long as we're building, you know. And we thought it ought to be built so we could have extra guest rooms. About nothing fancy, not a thing fancy, maybe two little guest rooms and one bathroom.
Oh, well, I ought to mention we want beam ceilings in the living room and dining room. Remember, darling?
Yes, I do. And we want a circular driveway so we don't have all the trouble with everybody backing out and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's roughly the idea we forget.
And, of course, insulation everywhere. That's all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you have a little flower room off the kitchen, dear? You love flowers, so.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Oh. We'll perhaps a little tiny greenhouse. A simple one, you understand? Maybe 6x4?
Yeah, well, now, that can go, dear. If we have to cut down anywhere, I don't have to have that.
Well, now, Mr. Rogers, just going roughly what we want, what do you think we could do this for?
Well...
I know you can't figure exactly on the spur of the moment, but I mean, just what's some idea, anyhow.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Winding stairway. Mm-hmm. Well, roughly... I don't see why you can't do it very nicely for $175,000.
Well, we'll just get another architect. That's what we'll do.
He just happens to be the best one in town.
Why should it cost so much more to have a stairway that winds rather than one that goes straight?
You should have looked into this more before you just jumped into selling this house.
Well, we have already sold the house, Annie.
Well, I'm going on up to bed. I won't say any more about it. Good night,
Annette. I feel like a fool. I had no idea things cost so much.
Well, we've never done any building, dear. Not a thing. And I still don't see why they should cost so much more. I got the ideas out of the magazine. Here, look at this one. We built our lovely home for only $24,000.
Yeah.
Now, look at it. It is just darling. I got all my ideas out of things like this.
Yeah, trouble with us. We took an idea from this and one from that. We didn't add them together.
Well, we've sold this house, and we got a wonderful price on it, and we bought the lot. Now, Mr. Rogers says we can still have a very nice house. Now, come on, darling, let's not be discouraged. Let's just start cutting out.
All right. Now, let's see. Let's do that. We'll build the additions later.
Oh, sure. Now, we have to have 4 bedrooms here, and we have to have lots of closets.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
We have to.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie and John Gibson as Mr. Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.